large furnace that was originally a coal heater. It was later converted to a oil heater. Mm-hmm. And then in the last 10 years has been converted to a gas furnace. And there's about a 12-inch diameter large cylinder pipes that go up through the walls. And you notice those walls are about 14 mm-hmm. to 16 inches wide.
Just about soundproof, aren't they?
They're almost soundproof. There's this heater. The furnace is about 10 foot in diameter. Hmm. It occupies almost one room. And there's ducts that go to every room in the house. And then there's a large air return right into the stairway there.
Could you put central air conditioning in here without changing
your
ducts?
Yes, we could. The cost wouldn't be too enormous.
I imagine you don't really need it though with all this shade.
No, we don't. We've got 3 110 air conditioners. Mm-hmm. And the surprising thing was that when it was 103, 104 outside, why, this house was around 75.
Holy smoke. Has that always been a gas stove in there in the other room?
No, at one time it was a wood-burning fireplace, and it was converted to a gas.
How many chimneys on this house?
One.
Just one?
Just one chimney.
And the smoke goes up?
The furnace is attached to the one chimney, and the fireplace is attached to the chimney.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Did you have those things when you were a boy in the fireplace that held the logs up?
Oh, andirons?
Uh-huh.
Well, not here, because we only lived here a month. But I suppose at one time they had large andirons and a large screen in front of the uh-huh. fireplace.
What would you call that part of the fireplace that sticks out in front?
Hearth.
Uh-huh. And the big piece of wood that you'd put in the back of the andirons to keep
it
out?
The back log.
Uh-huh. And the board up over the top?
You mean the slab of marble, the mantle?
Uh-huh.
That'd be the mantle top.
And the wood that you'd use to light your fire?
Kindling. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned coal. Was this shoveled into the furnace with a shovel?
I suppose it was hand operated. I suppose at one time they had somebody that had to go down and stoke the furnace.
Did you burn coal when you were a boy?
Yes, we burned coal in an old pot-bellied stove.
What did you carry your coal in?
We carried it in a coal bucket.
Mm-hmm. It had with a big lip?
With a big lip on the front of it.
Yeah. Did you ever have any trouble with that old black stuff that get up in your stove pipe?
That soot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had to clean that out once in a while. And then clean up the living room. And the whole house after the dust settled.
I had a crazy roommate in college from Tennessee. One Christmas he climbed up on the roof before anybody was awake, and he dropped a great big string of firecrackers down the chimney.
Oh.
And somehow or other they went in his sister's room and landed in the stove. They blew the door off, blew the top off, and oh, that poor girl, her bed was black, her clothes were black.
That would be a mess.
Did you burn wood in your stove, too?
Yes, we burned coal and wood.
How often did you have to clean it? That is your stove, not your wood.
Well, frankly, I don't know. We possibly cleaned it. Well, I know we had to clean it every spring and fall. Every fall.
How often did you have to clean your firebox when you burned wood?
Oh, we'd have to clean the ashes out. Rake the ashes out of the bottom of the stove once or twice, maybe 3 times a week, depending on how much mm-hmm. wood that we burned and how cold the winters were.
Mm-hmm.